The GP Homies Podcast, motherfucker.
They don't have an intro, this is it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That's how we how
What's
we
doing up, it. My beautiful people? Mi gente bonita. And all you ugly motherfuckers out there. What's up? Nah, just fucking with y'all. What's up? It's your boy, Flaco. GP Homies Podcast is back in full effect. It's summertime. We've been in missing in action for a long ass time. We apologize.
That's like, we're always missing in action.
We like, apologize. Now
they already
fault.
Know. They are.
Nah,
like,
no.
Yeah, fuck it.
We just family people, so we got our
We grown men, man. We got jobs.
We got all kinds of shit going on in our life. But we're here.
The $2 we get over here, they ain't paying the bills, man.
Johnny, just shut the fuck up.
No, let you piss.
God dang, there goes the intro.
My bad.
Anyway, I'm gonna say what's up to the rest of the cast. What's up, Mooney?
What's up, man?
What you been up to?
Just working. Work my ass off.
Next time we ask you to come to the podcast on time, please be on time. What's up? What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
That was a late arrival, Johnny.
Oh, my bad.
Superstar Johnny was late.
I was here early.
Well, that's what a fucking superstar is supposed to do, right?
Fashionably, how you say it? Fashionably late?
Yeah,
fashionably
late. This was the first time I ever been late. I was like, man, you know, they're Mexicans. They always come here late.
Yeah, that's a
so I was like, you know what? I'm going to be late this time. And the day that I decide to be late, they're over here early. But yeah, man, I'm being good. Just working.
Hell yeah, that's a good thing to apply. What's up, Mike?
I was here first.
Oh yeah, Mike's always here.
First.
He is the producer.
On time is late.
On time is late?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Early's on time.
I think it's been since April since our last podcast. Yeah.
We do apologize out there.
It's July.
To all our six followers.
Yeah.
49.
Oh, 49, my bad.
49.
We went up. We're trying to get to that 100 mark, so y'all keep telling everybody. Y'all keep reposting. Y'all keep sharing everything on Instagram, TikTok.
If we get 100 subscribers, we'll have Johnny eat those dick chips.
Hell yeah.
We'll make them.
That's just a little incentive right there.
In here.
I'll fucking do it for the show, dude.
Damn.
Do it. God damn.
Eat them dick chips.
Do it, Johnny.
That's dedication right there.
See, that's what I do.
That's what the superstar does for the show.
That's what I'm doing for the show, man.
Hell yeah.
Fucking bring them chips. I already ate the pussy chips, so.
Whoa.
Might as well eat the dick chips.
Why not, huh?
Why not?
Still got that taste in your mouth or what? All right, like we always do, let's get this shot in.
Before we drink our shot, I was watching this video about some friends that are reunited for after so many years.
Okay.
And I was like, man, you know what? It's pretty special how long we've been together, man. Like known each other since we were in some of us elementary, other middle school. So let's give a special blessing and all this for us, just us here
being able to not that many
people not that many people have that kind of connection or friends that they still hang around with after 30 years and all that.
That's tight.
30 years.
So the people that, you know, it can happen, man. Once you get your close friends, your connections, hey,
y'all stay.
They're for life, man. They're family.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Life.
Hey, hold on.
Lifers.
Did y'all understand that though? He said it's like he's leaving. That made it seem like he's leaving. What the hell's going on?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Johnny, did you get your own?
Some
breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Like I was saying, we know each other for so long.
It's been a good run.
It's been a good run.
It's been a good run.
It's time to go.
Say bye bye, beans. Hello, hamburger.
Nice. What the fuck? So what do you post on your Twitter page?
What I do?
Yeah.
I do a lot of politics, a lot of
but no GP
stock market and stuff and
no
Tesla
GP
and all
that.
Oh,
so what kind of content are you creating? Not what you're sharing.
I mean, you might find me replying to some of those people and all that.
Like,
I might talk shit to Senator Marco Rubio and tell him go fuck himself because I don't like his punk ass.
Oh,
shit,
dang.
Like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that Republican
Secret
motherfucker
Service,
from
him.
Florida.
All right,
dude. Yeah.
Fuck. Here comes the SWAT team.
Like I'm scared.
Yeah, shit.
Like I'm not supposed to say this motherfucker's racist and shit. He wants to all talk about.
Damn,
oh, Latino, you ain't Latino.
You
man.
can't go hey, against your fellow Republican, Johnny.
Don't let me go over there because him and Ted Cruz.
Oh, man, Ted Cruz on that same boat.
Me and him on the same boat. Those are people that
Theodore Cruz.
The only reason why they want to represent Latino when it's for them But most of the time, they're voting against Latinos.
So you're talking about anybody in government.
Right. Not everybody in government. It's,
they just feed into the crowd, man.
Hey, Johnny, take a second for a second. Go like this. Oh. Okay, you're good.
My bad.
Got that shit from last night.
Got that word, too.
Wearing it proud and strong.
That's that Republican in him right there.
No le chupes. No le chupes.
Oh, he broke it.
God damn it.
Like I always say, I'm independent. Hey. You're not going to hear me say I'm a Democrat or a Republican. I'm independent.
Let me ask this question to you, Johnny. The last 20 years, who did you vote for?
look at that.
No comment?
Bernie Sanders.
No.
He's all over the floor.
I do vote Democrats most of the time.
The last 10 years, president-wise. Last 20
Democrats.
Years. 20 years.
Democrats.
Who you vote for next time?
Most likely, the way it's going, if Joe Biden is going to run for president,
you don't like I'm probably gonna, food?
No, I'm gonna vote Republican. I'm gonna let
you
know.
You gonna vote for Trump?
Fuck it. I'd rather vote for somebody that can think and knows what's up than somebody who's already gone.
Yeah, that situation.
If Democrats can't see that this guy right here is not there, then that's on y'all. But I'm definitely not gonna vote for somebody that.
So you think that was his cocaine or not?
Hell yeah,
that was his son's cocaine.
Yeah, no
his
shit.
Son is always in the White House.
Maybe he's doing coke too. Maybe
do you think that's coke. He's the only one ever had.
I don't think it's clips, his son. Like, I'm not gonna say it's his son or anything. It could be anybody.
Oh, son?
I'm gonna
Hunter all skitzed out.
Now there was that video where he was.
I've seen that look before.
But that motherfucker's a crackhead.
I want to know a percentage of how many people out of 10 in that White House has done cocaine.
A lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
10 out of 10? Maybe 8 out of 10?
Didn't Snoop say he smoked there too?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, man. Everybody. Sweet. The White House is the place to be at. You want to get
fucked up. The White House.
The White House.
The White House is the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the West Wing. We're going to party at the West Wing.
Yeah. So
I got a quick question for you, Johnny. Okay. Go ahead, man.
Any questions y'all want to ask me?
Anybody.
I'm going to answer them right now.
I'm going to go live on TikTok and see if anybody wants to ask Johnny a question.
Ask me a question.
What do you think about those people that come over from other countries crossing the border, but they still like represent and all proud of their flags and stuff like that? The country
they're bringing their flags with them,
yeah,
and they're having like their pride for their country, even though they adopted a new country,
yeah, because it's oppressing them or whatever. And they want to, how do you feel about that? I mean, to me, it's kind of like, I mean, yeah, I have pride in like where you come from, but don't be like
coming from a veteran who's in the military. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that this guy right here is an Army veteran. We also have William. He's a Marine veteran. So we have...
Billy is so stupid.
You know, anybody want to fuck with us, man? We got the Army and the Marines with us. Well, what I think about that is, I think Calle 13 has this song called El que no respecta su patria. Something like that. But either way, if you come here because of whatever situation is going on, it doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be like, oh, I'm USA, USA, this and that. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, you're always going to love the place, the land that you come from there. Your blood is from there. If you don't have no love for where you're from, where you were born, where you were raised.
For your people.
For your people.
Your people, then mm-hmm. you don't have no respect for yourself, and I won't respect you, man. Ooh. You can come over here to America and love America, and, you know, that could be your second home and everything, kind of like me. I love USA. You know, they provided everything. I learned everything from the United States. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I don't love Mexico or Nicaragua. You know, I love them. I'm always going to have them in my heart. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't mean that they're disrespecting the United States. They still love the United States. But you can never forget where you were
born
and raised.
What are we talking about? The flag? I seen
like a couple pictures or whatever, and then the people were commenting on Instagram or whatever it was, but it was like, okay, how are you going to flee your country but then take pictures of yourself with your flag and you're so proud of.
I mean, it's just like when Americans, like dudes have jock straps, fucking American flag on their dick. I mean, is that disrespect or what?
No, yes.
If you really want to be disrespectful about flags and shit, I mean,
let me answer this real quick. Mooney. Yeah. Whenever you have, American people that move to other countries, like in Europe and all that,
uh-huh.
they still represent United States. They have their flag, and they still vote for United States when presidential comes and all that. You're never going to forget. That just means that you're moving somewhere else, but you're never going to forget your country.
When you were stationed, did you always show your flag where you were at?
Well, yeah, because I was in the military.
Don't matter. I mean,
you were in another country.
Yeah.
Well, No. I get what you're saying. I just wanted
you
to.
You still wear your USA cock strap. I mean, because
it was government issue. I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of like hard because I had never like fled to another country before. You know what I mean?
So it's hard for you to see fucking other immigrants coming over here. How dare you come over here and still have your flag?
I got a question.
No. I understand heritage and stuff like that. But if a country is suppressing you or whatever it is, and you're fleeing that country because you can't, I don't know, survive.
I got two things to say.
Just open my eyes. Just enlighten me. Or
I got two things. One starts with a question.
Okay.
Mooney, can you grab me another beer? Or Johnny?
That's the most fucking important question at all,
Priorities,
baby.
Priorities.
Yeah, yes.
The other thing is, it's where everybody comes to, or at least it used to be the place where everybody would come to, at least except for us that were already here, but they would come to.
Your Majesty.
I don't know. This is how we treat him over here.
Okay, yeah.
Producer's talking. Y'all would listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you had a good question. You had a valid question.
No, it's true. Like, if I was an American white man and I'm looking at immigrants coming over here across the border and still be like,
it's not that. It's not that.
I might be like,
at all. I just.
Fuck?
I mean, for the. I don't know.
Is it? How does it make you feel when you watch Americans like honor the Queen and the British when they come over, or like whenever they're on TV? Mm-hmm. Like that's the country that
invaded here.
Yeah, that invaded here. The country that certain people country, left bro. From. Yeah. But yeah, we still put them on TV as this is the Queen, this is the King now, or whatever it is now. That's disrespectful as well.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the same thing, because
you're on this, the
because same. They left them for a reason,
right?
Yeah, but yet they're still honoring them.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, Mike. What the fuck, man?
I mean, but are we not in agreement?
Yeah.
It's a question.
I mean, a lot of people from America are from, you know, from over there, like their ancestors.
Yeah, but they
that,
left
so.
There.
So they still
for a reason, to look for better life? What was the reason they leave?
Mean no, their blood is
no,
not from
no,
there.
No, the British was over here and the people. And
so, but you're in agreement that they invaded the Americas, right?
They didn't invade America.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they invaded. Then a bunch of people rebelled against them, and that's when back
they
in
invaded.
1776,
they
when America
pretended
got
they found it. Yeah. They fucking told the whole lie, and
that's
shit
when
and
the whole
massacred
part,
a bunch of indigenous
party,
people, and the native people of America here, man.
Well, I mean, I don't say
what if Mooney's half.
Mooney just be like,
can't put on Mooney.
USA.
Okay, we do live in the United States. I appreciate everything they give us.
I do the same way,
you know.
I do too. Let's just share the wealth.
I just have, you got to open your eyes sometimes and look. And I know it's hard for people to do that and, you know, view the life in other people's shoes, man. But sometimes you got to bear down and look at that shit. And if you don't understand that, then just really don't say much about it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. Just stay in your lane.
Hold on,
stay
in your lane. Did you say if you don't understand that, don't say much about it?
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, if say you don't, like, I'm trying to tell you to put yourself in your shoes. Like, if he can't understand that.
Well, that's why.
Don't question you. Don't question all the stuff that you do then.
You can't understand it. This is why he's bringing this up, because he wants to understand from most minorities. Like, hey, I'm having a problem understanding. Why the fuck y'all come here to America
and
still
wave
y'all
Mexican flags everywhere?
He just throwing a topic
he
out.
He wants to understand.
Why don't y'all fucking invite me to y'all's barbecue, goddamn?
Yeah, no shit. Y'all got some bomb ass food.
Yeah,
spicy as fuck, but good ass fucking
and
food.
Best thing. Like,
but you're right. An open dialogue.
The best thing I can explain to you
is
like,
I understand.
You can't forget where you're from.
Right.
And if you forget where you're from, then you ain't a real man. That's the truth.
You never know where you're going.
Hey, man, politics and all that.
It's cool.
Business and all that. That's
my
world.
Politics, man. It's just, you got to be able to open your ears to both sides.
I do. That's why I'm independent.
Oh, you
That's why I can say, fuck Democrats.
Have you voted independent?
Republicans.
Oh, damn.
I'll tell you this.
They started all over, Black.
I
know, right?
All over. Hey, I'm going to tell you this, man. I have voted Republicans on my local, like in Arlington and all that. I do vote a lot of times Republicans because I like what they're doing.
I got
but
you.
But for whatever reason, when they put presidents and shit, they put fuck up people, and I'm not going to vote for them.
So. Both sides do.
Yeah, both sides.
When you it's kind of like the lesser of two evils. You know what I mean?
They don't ever do that. They'll never do that. Because right, they're not trying to better this country. People. They're not trying to better this country.
No, man. Yeah? Them people they're got not. Their own agendas. Ooh.
There's too many people making too much money on top.
Who's they're not trying to better the people?
The people in charge.
The people in charge.
Well, the people in charge. Let me tell you this. If the people in charge.
This is way before you were even born, though.
I know. If the people in charge are the ones that we're voting for and all that, then that's our problem because we keep on. This is what we got.
Yeah, this is the only choice they give you.
This is the only no.
It's already rigged, Johnny.
Well, if this is the only choice,
you can get mad. You can get frustrated. The game has been rigged. Your options are rigged. It's done.
And like I say, if it's rigged, and you know this shit is going on, then you need to play the game, or you're just gonna get left behind.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I decided a while back. I was like,
you're investing with the rich people.
I'm not going to be come on over now. Here.
What was it when Trump was getting elected? It was either Hillary or Trump.
Yeah.
So it's either the.
And now it's either Biden.
Say the word. Say the
Trump
word
again.
The greater, less evil, or however the fuck you say it. You know.
But how is that acceptable to anybody?
It's not acceptable.
You got 70 and 80 years old running for president
because it's rigged.
Why though? Why?
Because you don't have a choice.
I hate to say, but our people. Or
you don't have a choice.
So why would you ever think America was ever great?
Why would you think you ever had a choice?
Why would you ever say that though?
I would say this. America's great because you got a job, you got a roof over your head, you got food in your belly,
decent water,
you got decent shower. Water, you got a bed to sleep on.
The truth is,
you can have that in jail too, bro. But that's me.
Well, you're right. And, hey, you're right.
You can have a bed, food, shower. Yeah, it doesn't matter, bro.
It's greater than a lot of other countries. You got to go live in those countries to realize how much blessed we are.
Oh no, I understand.
We're not saying that we aren't. They bought us off.
All this finger pointing.
Don't say that. You see, this is the thing that makes me mad. This guy just said we're just the pawn of the game. Yeah. You know, we're just them. Fuck that, man. Change that. Stop being the pawn.
I'm cool being the pawn.
You know what? Let me see what the fuck they're doing so I don't have to be the pawn.
I see what's going on, but I'm not going to risk my life to change some shit.
You're not going to risk your life
for
what?
Hell no. To change some shit? Like put myself out there, make myself a mark so they can take down?
You don't want to be assassinated?
No, thank you.
What are they going to take down for?
Great people get assassinated,
they
man.
They do. But you know what they don't get to do? Just live the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They leave memories
and movements.
See, I like enjoying time with my family.
I get what you're saying.
Biden and Trump. Guys like this. Oh, hell no. I ain't about to get taken down.
I ain't going to get
down. We'll check back with this when we find out who Johnny votes for next election.
But the CIA and all them people, they will respect you more if you speak your mind out than just being a quiet, scary person.
You think so? Yeah. You give them something to do.
They'll respect you more.
No, well,
they'll be like, hey, man, this is just speaking your job.
You're a threat to whatever. They're going to take your ass out.
I like this guy. I can't wait to catch his ass.
I'd rather go like a man than
live like a coward.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Right?
You son of a bitch.
I heard that. What was he? Fuck it, man.
You're by yourself.
We're here. Hey, count of three, let's all say fuck CIA. One, two. I'm just playing, man.
Yeah. Y'all have fun.
We're going to delete that out there.
Yeah, y'all have fun with it. Don't come out.
USA.
Put that little dolphin sound or whatever you put in there.
USA.
All right, we got to take a break because Mooney got to pee. I got to feed the dogs.
All right, we'll be back with some more content. Let's just take a break here and we'll talk to y'all a little bit. Laters.
Peace.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody.
Why does it sound like that?
Hey, that sounded good.
It's your man.
Yo.
Mooney from the block. Don't mistake me from Jenny from the block.
Hey, we back. Salud to everybody.
Salud. Johnny calm down already.
We had to take Johnny out back.
Yeah.
And
feed him with a hose.
smoke blunt.
Yes.
I was under the influence when I was speaking earlier. I didn't mean nothing that I said.
We already apologized to everybody.
Yes, I'm sorry. I love USA.
Our publicist got on the horn with everybody. USA. USA.
The whites are beautiful.
Hey,
people.
Shout out to Mexico. They're playing today at the AT&T Stadium in Texas.
There you go.
Playing, I think they're playing in Costa Rica or Honduras. I can't remember. You know? Oh, you been keeping up with soccer?
No.
Yeah, fuck. Sure, if I talk guns or fucking politics, y'all get in
here. Hell yeah. I know about that new Smith & Wesson.
Damn it. Oh, are you ready to talk about your little adventure, Mooney?
What adventure?
Oh, before we do that, let's get into a couple of what the fuck?
Get the fuck out of here.
GTF.
Yeah.
GTFO news.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Presented by Mike, the producer.
I will put that little music. This comes from CNN.
Get the fuck out of here already. Get the fuck out of here.
CNN.
Yeah. It will be Mike. It will be Mike. I'm CNN. But go ahead.
A university janitor who turned off a freezer after hearing multiple annoying alarms ruined more than 20 years of research, according to a lawsuit filed by his employer. That's really it. Fucker was cleaning up, mopping or some shit, and then heard, kept on hearing a buzzer, and he was like, fuck this shit, and he hit the fuse.
Whoa.
And he ruined 20 years of research.
To that we say,
get the fuck out of here.
No doubt.
And he got fired for
that guy
shit?
Should get fired.
I think he did. I mean, I didn't actually read that far into
the cash unemployment, because that's what happens here in America.
Rich package.
I probably would have done the same thing. Like, man, what the fuck is that thing going on? Man,
what research
who
was
the
it?
Fuck done that?
It's the cure of cancer, fool.
Oh, it's cure. Oh, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
It happened to be the... Yeah.
Let's hang him.
No, it was penis enlargement.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Let's hang him.
We don't know. We just fucking put them on the line. It's all speculation out there, fellas.
Yeah. It's just rumors. Rumors.
All right.
But a lot of people
next,
are
next. Mike, go ahead.
The next one is from...
it's all calmed down now.
Forbes.com.
Okay. All right. Now we talk.
Talking Johnny's language.
Now we talk.
Money.
Even talking more Johnny's language.
Ooh.
It's about Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. His sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Musk.
He is making me money.
I told you. He's a sugar daddy.
Hey, daddy. It's like, no, let your best.
Got to do what you got to do in America.
I guess, man. Hard times, huh?
Hard times, man. It's like...
On Twitter, Musk says cisgender and cis are now slurs on Twitter.
Whoa.
So Mr. Freedom of Speech, I don't even know what cis means. You know what Mr.
Cis
means?
Oh, he's taking
shots. I don't know. I don't understand his language.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know. Cis, something you get underneath.
Is that like pronouns?
Eyes or
I don't know. It says
I'm not sure about all that.
Cis?
Yeah, man.
The word has been part of the Oxford English Dictionary since 2015. Designating a person whose sense of personal identity corresponds to sex and gender assigned to him or her at birth. So I still don't know what that means. But either way, Mr. Freedom of Speech says that you cannot say that on his Twitter or you will be...
10-day probation? Banned or something?
Target harassment against any person will result in, at minimum, temporary suspensions.
What the fuck?
Yeah, first of all...
Rebuttal, Johnny?
Let's see Johnny's...
I don't understand what you just finished saying. So.
Get the fuck out of here.
So get the fuck out of here to the guy who found this get the fuck out of question. Because that shit don't make sense.
Yeah.
I would too be like, fuck it.
Are you banning people?
Let's ban it.
Nah.
We don't understand it.
But I mean, is Twitter banning people or not?
Depends.
For saying that? Or
what is it called? Let me read this. I got to read this, man.
I mean, but that's slang for something.
You're making us think.
Right?
We weren't supposed to be thinking in here, Mike.
Well, I don't know. I don't know this shit.
I don't know. Why the fuck are you bringing this
all
shit,
I'm
man?
Saying,
right?
All I'm saying is, Mr.
Somebody get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
All I'm saying is that Mr. Freedom of Speech is now blocking your speech. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Next. Johnny?
I would too if I don't understand the shit. I'll be like, fuck right? It, block
Johnny, I think you they're need to make a call, please.
Hey, should we block sis? And he was like, I don't know.
He what said, get it? The fuck out of here.
And he was like, yeah, fuck it, block it. I don't understand it. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
You got one more, Mike?
Yeah, I got one more for you. I got one for you.
Go ahead. Ooh, he didn't even have to read this one.
Mike, third one.
I don't know how this audio is because I just downloaded it. But, wish Bill was here for this one.
Will?
Oh, man. You know, it's Republican shit. Billy is
so stupid. So, Trump says he's innocent of his new charges of,
yeah. USA, USA.
See what happens? Trump gets accused of some shit and Coke comes in the office.
True.
Coke gets planted in the White House.
So audio is released of this guy kind of doing what he said he's trying to plead innocent for, but I'll let you listen to the tape and you can make your own judgment call.
Okay.
I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this.
Off the record, top secret information. Yeah.
This was the Defense Department and him. Wow. Pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I just found. Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. Look at this.
Secret information.
And Hillary would print that out all the time.
She'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
He said Weiner.
By the way, isn't that incredible? Wow.
Yeah. So on tape, he's saying, I shouldn't show you this because it's top secret.
Hey, Mike, is that your beat right there?
Yes. We mentioned this last
time.
That
shit sounds hard.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. You can have it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's in his catalog.
He
said
it. It's in his catalog.
Yeah.
I'm getting rich.
We're going to get this too?
You can only have it if you rap on it. How about that?
Yeah. This sounds like that old school 1990s song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I am shizzle old. My nizzle.
So to Donald Trump, who says he's innocent of showing top secret documentation, and to myself, who says I'm not drunk.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Yeah, girl, we got to get on my drunk. Hey, we're going to have to do an extended version. We got to do an extended version after we're finished with this, with Mike being all fucked up. That's some funny shit right there.
Well,
you guys are shocked,
loud.
That's the end of my segment.
Give him a
appreciate it, Mike. It's some hard hitting stuff there.
Yeah.
Up next is Johnny. He's on the mic. We'll be right back. Not just playing.
We're still here.
We're still here.
We ain't going nowhere.
All right, let's do all four of us.
All right, come on. Come on, Flocka, don't be scared.
Flocka, you put two fingers in there.
I just fucked that. All four of us. All
right, come on. Come on, Flocka, don't be scared.
Flocka, you put two fingers in there.
I just fucked that.
Pick a hole.
Come on, Flocka.
Oh, shit. Come on, Mooney.
I got my foot in water, too.
Whoever gets shot drinks a beer or what? Drinks a shot.
Oh, motherfucker!
Oh,
it's all of us.
You fucking asshole.
I shouldn't even hurt.
Who the fuck did this? Was it you?
That shit didn't even hurt.
I didn't expect to get shot.
I don't have no feeling in this thing. Oh, this you're numbing that finger. That shit tickled. Right.
Can we do one? Come on.
Wow,
come on. Come on, Flocka, get a miss it.
Well, I think it's like 5-4 how many players? Damn it.
You always the winner.
I know. You lucky, dude. You need to go to like Streetport or some shit.
Hey, should we talk about our
I don't know.
No, not yet.
No.
No?
No.
What?
No. We will not get into that subject.
Which one?
Which one?
I know. Y'all fucking winking and shit. I'm clueless.
Hey.
Here we go.
Which one?
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about.
I don't.
There's always been a rumor that one of us might be playing for the other team.
He's not here, unfortunately.
Is that a clue?
And we're not giving any clues.
We just want to know that we respect everybody and we love every gender.
Yes. Like, a person's a
you're
person.
You're a homie, you're a homie.
Hell you're yeah. a homie, fuck you're a homie, and we love matter. You no matter what.
All day long.
So
he's just not here to defend himself.
Just playing. There ain't no, we're just joking around.
It's always fucking Johnny doing some dumb shit.
But are we coming to the end? Is this the end?
I was about to make another glass, too. I thought we had some more shit to talk about.
Is this before we head out, man, I would like to take the time. And I know y'all been watching this, or y'all will be on camera. My Car Club's having a car show August 6th. I would like it if everybody just retweets.
Get your ass out there.
Just come out, support. It's free to the public. You got a car, nice truck, OD, doesn't have to be low rider. We just want everybody to come out there, show GP that, you know, our old cars still matter. Fuck all these electric cars.
Old cars still
what? Matter. What? Nah, just fucking. But nah, for reals, y'all come out, man. It's going to be some nice cars out there, good event. We got vendors coming out selling, you know, all kinds of stuff. We have
them nice hats.
Hats.
AB.
Tacos.
AB. All of them will be out there.
Are you going to have tacos?
Yes. Rita will be out there having tacos. We're having some barbecue. It's not going to be a lot of food vendors because, you know, we just kind of keep it small so that, you know, they can, you know, we can support them because they're local.
And y'all can come see some of the GP homies.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we all can make it. I know people have a life. It's on a Sunday, August 6th. Lots of awards. You guys come out there. We got 30 People's Choice Awards, Top 20, Best of Show, First, Second, and Third, and Rolling Deep Awards. So all you car clubs out there, all you solo riders, everybody out there, just come out, support it. It's going to be at Park Hill Park, Viejo's 4th Annual Car Show. Y'all go to All Y'all's Auto Parts Store. We should have flyers going out. We're on Facebook, Instagram. One word of advice to everybody that brings kids. Y'all watch y'all's kids, man. Mm-hmm.
They got don't let them scratch your shit.
They got. I mean, Moody was out there the other day with us, and I mean, it's crazy how you just take your eye off of your child or whatever. I know they don't do it intentionally, but, you know, these people work on their cars. They got $20,000 paint jobs. You know, it's just sad to see, you know, just because you're not paying attention, you know, might be scratching with a toy or something, you know.
And Johnny's bringing his Tesla.
Oh yeah!
Wow!
The Cybertruck. Wow. I heard it's a Cybertruck.
Oh, it's a Cybertruck.
It cost me $70. It's a toy one. So yeah, I got a Tesla toys.
A micro truck.
But y'all definitely come out August 6th. I appreciate it. We always want the community love. Y'all support us. GP Homies Podcast, My Car Club, Yahoo's Car Club, DFW. We've been around for a minute. We still.
We got stickers now.
Oh, yeah.
Mooney got stickers.
Come get your stickers. Appreciate all y'all, man.
For $10 each. So,
thank you. Thank you for everybody that supports us and been supporters throughout the day.
49 people.
Thank you. I really do. Appreciate it.
Let's get to 100.
So, thank y'all. And we got anything else we want to talk about real quick? Hey, Mike, I think you have something you want to talk about.
Do I now?
Oh, shit.
What's that?
Oh, well,
somebody informed me.
Theo talking about women don't cook no more.
Yeah.
I'll let you talk about that.
Is this how we're going to finish it?
We say the best.
Like, what can I even say about that?
Hey, controversy sells, brother.
Well, go ahead.
What can I even say? Do I put Theo up in the clip or some shit?
Yeah, maybe.
What do y'all
Who's Theo, talk? Anyways?
You've already seen it, Johnny, right?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Just send the.
I didn't see it.
Put the clip on there.
I don't know nothing about this because I respect women. And
definitely.
No,
but,
man.
But has it changed? Has the times changed? Do y'all agree?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Are the men pulling their weight like back in the days?
Hey, no.
No, they're not. So, all right. Then.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the woman because the
are
woman.
Are you pulling
is
your weight?
When? What?
Are you pulling your weight?
What are you talking about, man?
Don't talk about
woman here, all right?
Yeah.
We're talking about
men.
Because we gotta get some content out there for the women just to see if they agree or disagree with us, man. Come on.
Yeah. And they already they have the ingredients, right? Milk and eggs.
Milk and eggs. That was a high fucking thing.
You know,
his line was not my quote. I'm just telling you what he said.
I don't even have it.
He said, God created them with I milk mind it though. And eggs.
Yeah.
So they were meant to cook. Oh, I don't. That's not what I said. I'm just repeating.
My goodness, I thought we have grown from this shit.
So hell no, man. We fucking still stupid, dog.
No. Okay,
maybe, slightly maybe, stupid.
You're dating, let's say, this girl that's making $100,000.
And you never look at listen, a guy, an average Joe.
All right. And you're making,
that's what I'm saying.
And you're making $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
All right. You think the girl shouldn't be like, nah, I still, you know, I'm just
it's
going
way up
and
there,
dating
Mike.
Him.
I don't know. You got to eat. It's going to be.
You think that the girl should be like, yeah, I still I should date this guy that's making $40,000?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. What about when the girl that's making $100,000 a year wants to go eat? Because she's used to eating at good restaurants where the place, you know, probably costs around
love,
40
brother.
Or 50.
It's all about love.
How are you going to feel that, you know, that
I got,
consistently.
I got him going, Mike. I got him going.
You cannot afford taking your girl. Hey, how are you going to feel that you consistently cannot take your girl out to eat to those restaurants and she always has to pay for it? Are you going to feel like a man?
Hell yeah, I'm going to feel like a man.
You still going to feel like a man?
Fuck yeah.
Knowing that your girl's always paying for you and that you can't take her out to
account,
yet.
Dog.
Huh?
It's our do bank account. Check. But she would never give me the time of day.
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
She wants someone who makes six figures.
That's what I'm saying, though. Why would she want to date somebody that's making $40,000 a year?
That's bullshit, dog.
If you can't even take her to a restaurant she wants
he
to go.
Can no, he can take to whatever restaurant he wants to.
But how? If you can't even afford it.
Hey, dog.
How are you going to make her, how are you going to feel like a man after she keeps buying all your food all the time?
Because you download
you
the Dave app
it.
Okay,
and he loans you
let me throw this out. Let me throw this out to you guys. Like, would that's you consider that true love?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, I mean, you could be.
I think that's what Booty's trying to come in.
Exactly.
Is true love still relevant in this day? Yeah, it's a monetary.
Yeah,
I think it's still there. But back, so yeah,
but
that's
you
a lot. Of,
you think?
But
is
love monetary?
You think love is? There's true love is really existent.
Yeah, the true love still. Hey man, I got my queen. I love her, and it's true love. So yeah, my queen, my fiance. I want to give a shout out to her. You know, she holds it down. She's independent. And so, yeah, true love is still there.
So, would it be love if you couldn't provide?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you
couldn't provide,
that's what I'm
for your fiance, would your love still be the same?
If I couldn't provide,
like if it was her holding it down and you were like struggling to find a job,
the love will still be the same, but you will have to try to, you know, bring something around.
Yeah, you would try, but if you couldn't,
that's what he's
saying.
If
you couldn't, man,
does it lessen your love?
That's
the amount
what he's
of
saying.
Love?
Would that love still be the same if you when you started?
Not if you if you couldn't yeah. take a shelter.
Say you were already that way, and you just said that. Why would she look at you, right?
What like if you're first meeting?
Yeah, and you didn't. You were still looking for a job to job.
That's different. If you're looking for a job and anything, but if you're just the type of dude that just wanted like. I don't want to work, and I just want to be. I'm not going to work hard, or I'm not. I'm just going to let marry this girl that's make $100,000 a year, and I only make $30,000.
Yeah, but what if the dude is honestly working hard, and you know his job only he only gets
that's
minimum
different.
Wage.
Hey,
minimum
yeah,
wage.
That's different.
But he has a good work ethics, and
that's
you know,
different.
Take care
yeah,
of his whatever.
That's a whole different man right there. He's trying and he's doing his thing, but. As a man, even if you're working hard, even if you're working hard and all that, you got to understand, are you going to be man enough to know that your woman is going to be paying for everything for you and that you will not be able to provide your woman what she really been used
no,
to?
No, right. I understand.
Like, are you going to feel more or less of a man that you know that you can't take her to a trip?
No.
She might want to go to?
No, I'm not. Because if prior to me meeting that woman... If I've already busted my ass, taking care of whatever it is, and I'm still working my 9-to-5, and I only make this, and she comes in my life, I'm not going to use her like, oh, hey, now I can breathe a little bit because I know she's going to take care of me. Well, no, I'm still going to have the work ethic, or I'm still going to think, I still got to survive, you know, provide for my family.
You know, you're a hardworking man. That's different. That's different. But when you're just being like, eh, fuck.
I get.
Why would a woman want to be with somebody like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a bum. Yeah, a bum. Just, yeah.
If you're a hardworking
man,
and you can't
live
with
my
parents. Where you at, Flago? Where you at?
Can I get that curtain?
He's been waiting for that shit.
I just introduced the question to you.
I know. What the fuck? He just throws shit out there and then just walks away and just watches the disaster happen.
Hey, somebody's got to record all this shit. Nah, but I understand. I just sometimes some of these questions need to be asked. Does true love still exist?
Yeah, love exists.
Does true it? Love, though.
True love exists. What the fuck is true or fake? Either it's going to be fake or true.
True love is when you're going to be broke love together.
Yeah,
you're going to be happy being broke together.
Yeah. You accept that person for who they are.
And y'all, whatever you have now, it's y'all built together.
Yeah, that's true love.
Yeah.
Love is that.
Y'all talking about some serious subjects today.
Fuck it, man. We're grown-ass men. We're grown-ass people, aren't we?
All right, next topic. Tipping. Johnny, what do you think about tipping?
Oh, shit. Tipping?
Yeah.
Tipping on
the fofos.
You were the winner.
Rocking on fofos.
What do I think about it? Well, what do you want me to think? Yeah, you got to tip the people.
Do you tip?
Yes, I do.
Percentage. Or do you just per visit, no matter how the service is? Or
how much do you tip your barber?
I don't know the percentage, but I tip them.
Barbers are already, I mean, they're
crazy.
Yeah. I tip my barber because she hooks it up. So I'll be like, okay, I'm a.
What's a hookup?
Like, I feel like they're not charging me, you know? Like, I feel it's cheap.
How much do they charge
you? Cheap.
$18.
$18.
Whoa, you still go to Pro Cuts.
Damn, dog. Yeah. Whoa, $10 haircut.
Fuck it. Hey, I got a barber, so.
You said it was a girl.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know what to call them.
Is she a barber? Are they considered barbers?
I guess so, yeah.
A barber's a barber. Right?
Yeah, but yeah.
The only reason I'm asking you is because I mean, I've noticed a lot of businesses. It is no shot at them. I just
like they don't. They, no, they now, just give you the.
Nowadays they just flip over an iPad and they say, "Here, do yourself."
Tip.
Yeah.
Tip. And I'm just wondering. And I recently found out when I was listening to somebody,
Europe don't do that. In other words,
no. That what's happening is I don't know if this is true. And I haven't really dug. You know, and that's a part of it, guilt. But at the same time, my thing is. Per what that conversation these two gentlemen were having, he found out that
they were setting their own tip.
No, these people, these companies that provide the service, you know, whatever they give the iPads and all this receipt book, whatever.
Yeah,
they're telling them, look, I'll lower the price of all these. Say Olive Garden or whatever, fucking Chili's, whatever. Got these pads, right? Well, I'll give you the service at a discounted price, but I want you to tip. Put the tip thing in before. And what's happening is you're thinking you're tipping these waiters or all these people that are handing you this cashier and all that.
Oh,
but
shit.
You're really tipping the business.
Oh, the company.
The company that offered this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get
it. Oh, you're not tipping the...
Yeah,
no.
So
they,
like...
No, they get a percentage.
Are you sure?
They're getting, that's what I'm saying.
Or
I gotta look
software,
into
their program or some shit.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I get
you, have you ever noticed that? Like, it's just a...
Yeah,
you buy something. He said, "You want to add additional tip?"
Yeah, before you even get the item.
Yes.
Yeah,
like I go to the coffee, whatever, and then you want 20%, 10%. I'm like, I haven't even got it yet. Like, I don't even know what your service is like.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
you're giving it to me,
but just I don't know if it's true. Keep that in mind. You know, a lot of shit's bullshit. But
I'm not going to tip no more. Then thanks.
Well,
I definitely tip for a waiter that
just
comes.
I have an excuse.
No.
Fuck it. They're not. It's not going to them.
And to all you waiters out there, do y'all prefer cash?
Cash is king.
Cash you can put in your pocket.
Cash is king. Then,
otherwise, you have to split it with everybody else.
I think so.
Because some people provide good service, and you're like, I want you to have this tip.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I try to do in my regards. I'd like to tip.
But we never have cash.
I used to,
Blanco has cash.
Me and my wife used to.
Blanco's got cash, yeah.
Everybody knows Blanco's
got
cash.
Redneck Heaven was
open. I've got money, y'all.
Our waitress, Kimmy, we would always tip her, you know, because she would hook us up or whatever. I'm like, no, put this in your pocket because I think they had the share.
Yeah, tip jar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, put this in your pocket. This is for you because you hooking us up.
Well, it's crazy because it's some like Sonic, they pay like $2 an hour.
Yeah.
$2.35.
Why can't these companies just pay them a decent wage? You're not worried
it's
about
bullshit.
At least minimum wage.
And if you want to tip, you can tip it. You don't have to feel that guilt. Like, hey, I'm not tipping enough. But I mean, it's gone from 15% up to 18%, and now I think the standard is 20%
now. Yeah,
hey, you know, like in Europe, they don't tip
because they get paid correct.
This is only
because
like
they got a higher minimum wage.
Yeah, this is kind of like an American thing. I've seen videos where European people come and they're like, one of the things I found weird was in the United States. You have to tip, and they even put like a percentage for you, or sometimes they add the tip for you.
Yeah,
and I like that stuff don't happen over here in Europe.
Here's the other thing too:
Like, it's offended for them, like, for you like, here you go, there's a tip. They feel offended and all that.
The other thing is, are you paying the tip on the total with tax or pre-tax?
Yeah.
Because you're paying the taxes and you're paying the tip on the taxes.
Yeah, so you're...
Yeah, fuck that, man. So, are we going on strike?
Nah, I like my haircut. I like my haircut.
No more tipping?
No, I'm tipping my barber, dog.
So Flacco Hayes.
No, I'm a good tipper. Y'all seen me at bars. I've never seen you at a bar, Flacco. I'm a generous tipper. Like, I don't sit there. I don't give a fuck how they do it. I always tell the story because I had a friend I used to work with real quick. He always based his tips on the service that he was given, which everybody does. I don't judge anybody.
That was the original.
His mom lost the job. She became like a waitress. He saw how shitty people were to her, and he knows his mom. So at that point in time, he told me the story and stuff, and he's like, you know what? From here on out, I don't give a shit, because that person could be having a bad day. Because he knew his mom sometimes wasn't, you know, worked all fucking day, and they had to go do that. So he kind of understood that. He kind of saw the other side of it.
They still had to put on a smile. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's something like I think about too. Like I know sometimes you know what shitty service is fucking shitty service, but I still give something. I'm not one of those people that say, fuck it, I'm not giving you shit. You didn't bring me my water in time. Yeah. You know, my
food wasn't to temperature or whatever.
The ones that are give me shitty service and don't care, I do double the tax. That's not what I do. But other than that, I'm 20-25% tipper. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
25%?
Yeah, sometimes.
Damn. Bowling.
Flacco is generous.
I've seen people go to bars and they drop like 100 on a waitress just so they can know that, hey, I took care of you. Now it's time for you to take care of me.
Yeah. How about 100 on a waiter?
Flacco.
They drop the same on the waiter as they do a waitress.
Well, I mean, that's a female's job to do, like, right?
Damn.
I see. Son of a bitch.
Man, I don't not agree. No, y'all are wrong.
Damn it.
No, I'm not a... You know what I mean, though, right?
Just one shot.
I take that back.
We don't condone this sexism.
Johnny said he said fuck the CIA.
That wasn't me.
It was that guy right there.
AI that edited me, everything I'm talking about. I'm going to come out in the future.
That's how it goes. I mean, waitresses normally get more tips or higher tips than male tips.
How many male waiters have you really seen at one of those, like,
sports
bars? I can't help you out, Flacco. Yeah.
No, the male guys are going to be the ones that are like busting the table. Or bringing maybe.
I wouldn't have a problem,
or some shit.
You know, if my wife, whatever, tipped $100, whatever. That's on her.
Damn,
yeah.
I got. But this is not my money. I'm telling you, everybody wants to act like I got money. They're the ones that sell stores.
That's how the restaurants are rigged, or not rigged, but how they.
You know what? Flacco got cash money.
He got cash.
He got cash. Real money, not credits.
Not some shit on the website.
Shots are good. Physical money.
Crypto.
Oh, shit. You can touch.
Y'all see how they treat me, man?
I'm minding my business.
Shots
here.
On me,
man.
Ooh,
man. I'm
minding my business.
Drinking liquor like
No, but shout out to all the waiters and waitresses. No disrespect.
Shout out to people with real money.
Women, men, we all should be treated equally. You know, if you're independent, not independent, just fucking keep doing what you're doing. Just take care of your family. That's all I always say. So I have no problem with nothing. Well, I appreciate y'all coming around. Johnny,
just want to make it on time next time.
Movie?
I will.
Appreciate you.
I'll be here on time next time.
Johnny, you got any last messages for the CIA, FBI?
I just want to say, like I started, it's beautiful to have friends that you know for a long time. I appreciate them. You know, tell them you love them. And have fun with them, man. Enjoy life. Enjoy life.
Yeah.
Take care, man. Hey,
let's order some pizza.
And I know a lot of people, you know, they have their own little cliques and all that. Enjoy it, man. That's the best thing you can have. That's it, man.
Word.
We'll be back soon. All right. GP homies out.
Out.
Salute.
Out.
Salute.
Salute.
Have fun.
Yeah. Now let's talk shit about Mike.
Billy, you're so stupid.
Dang. Did y'all hear Flacco? He got money. $100. He's a big baller right there.
I said other people.
I've seen other people, not me.
Like I said, I don't mind if my girl throws $100 to her, man.
So. That's not her. That's her money. You work hard for it, right? She independent?
That's your money. No?
No, that's not how it works.
That's not? What?
So your money is her money?
That's how it works, man.
Is your money her money?
That's how it works.
First of all, this podcast is fucking sorry. I'm telling you why. But right now that they're gone, what I feel about this podcast, how it went, where can I start? First of all, I feel like a lot of my friends are pussies because they're scared of talking shit about the government. You know, we talk a lot of politics. That's my shit. That motherfucker in that corner over there talking about his political bullshit, dude, is fucking sorry. I'm not gonna say no names or anything, but point that way. Okay? That guy over there got some serious problems. Yeah, man, Mooney. Old Mooney, man. By the way, I'm gonna start learning how to cut hairs because rumors going around that Mooney tips well. And also, I'm going to learn how to be a waiter because rumors going around, Flocka knows how to tip well, too.
The first thing I want to say, fuck that motherfucker Johnny. I'm going to tip how much I want for a barber, okay? I like my barber. He's a cool dude. We hung out. So I'm going to tip him how much I want. If it's going to be 100%, then I'm going to tip him 100%. Okay. And Flocka, that dude needs to start stopping shit or starting shit. He needs to stop starting shit. That's what I'm trying to say.
For the record, I just want to say I'm not rich. That dude over there that I'm not pointing at, that motherfucker got money. Don't let him fool you. He talked about he don't like paying his barber's fucking tips, and that motherfucker just, he likes an $18 haircut from ProCuts, and he says he has a barber, but it's just a ProCut person. But we already know. But anyways, he's rich. He has all the money. He probably pre-ordered the Cybertruck. Probably gonna go build a house in Nicaragua and shit. But I'm not gonna say no names, okay? But yeah, but the rest of us, we good, man. I think it was a nice podcast.
The way Flock will be approaching me, man, he gonna catch me outside one day. I ain't even playing, man. Just keep on giving me some drinks. You gonna see, y'all gonna see what's it called? Live shit going on Facebook and all that, like, oh shit, this motherfuckers really are fighting. Look at him flipping me off right now, little bastard.
I'm not pro immigration or minority or whatever it is, but fuck it, you know, America, motherfuckers. I'm not racist at all, so I don't think that. All right,
that's it, man. I guess the only other shit I can talk about is our producer. Rumors going around, this dude gets drunk real quick.
All I know is a lot of liquor here. I love you guys. Y'all cool as fuck, man. Watch this shit. But yeah, fuck them. They got little plots and stuff. No, I'm just playing. I love them homeboys. Them my motherfuckers. All right.
Just playing. But, hey, I hope y'all enjoy your podcast, GP Homies Podcast. That's it. Enjoy.
That's all I got.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all check out my car show. August 6th. All right, man. I'm out. Peace.